Welcome back. This is the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I are delighted to be in Los Angeles with Dr. Jared Diamond. You won the Pulitzer Prize for Guns, Germs, and Steel, and you kind of gave me a hint as I started out in this wonderful book what the book was going to be about. You didn't tell me it was going to be glorious all the way through, but that was modest of you. The premise, if I may shorten it even further than you did, is that history is different by circumstance, not by biology. And that the course of where we are and who wins the wars and who takes over the continents and how we dispersed across the planet, is by biology, not by circumstance, not by either predestination or necessarily biology. When we start before the agricultural revolution and we talk about what nutrition does for our size and how we are as humans, give me a sense of where biology and circumstance cross over there.
Well,
In small pieces, let's
summarize human history for the last 13,000 years.
Oh, let's!
In fact, the subtitle of a British edition of my book was A Short History of Everybody for the Last 13,000 Years.
That's very kind of you.
Modestly stated.
Perhaps a two-sentence summary of world history. 13,000 years ago, everybody everywhere was a hunter-gatherer. Sentence number one. Sentence number two, over the last 13,000 years, people have become farmers and have come to live in politically centralized, socially stratified societies. In some parts of the world, earlier than in other parts, and in some parts, not at all. Two-sentence summary of the book, of the book's problem. And then most of the book is about the question, why? Mm-hmm. That's to say, why did Eurasian people come to live in empires with metal tools and writing while Aboriginal Australians were still hunter-gatherers without food production and writing? Why wasn't it the reverse? Why didn't Aboriginal Australians come and exterminate Europeans? That's the question.
And the answer is...
There's
several pages.
480 pages later.
Yes, it takes some pages to develop the answer. There's an immediate answer, which is obvious, and there's an ultimate answer, which is less obvious.
And those are important distinctions, aren't they?
They are. That's crucial to the book. The immediate answer is the title of the book, Guns, Germs, and Steel. Mm-hmm. Eurasians conquered Native Americans and Aboriginal Australians because Eurasians had guns and steel and nasty germs, and Aboriginal Australians and Native Americans did not. The easy answer. Yeah. The difficult answer, why then did guns, germs, and steel arise in Europe but not in Aboriginal Australia or in the Native Americas? Or why did they arise in Europe before they did arise in sub-Saharan Africa?
And you say that the common knee-jerk reaction of a good racist argument is we're better than they are kind of argument is just, you just blow that out of the water.
That's right. It's not that I blow it out of the water. The facts blow it completely out of the water. Yes, racists would say is a knee-jerk reaction, or let's not say what racists would say. Nice people would say is a knee-jerk reaction. Well, I hate to say it. This is really not nice, but, you know, let's face it. The fact is that Eurasians are smarter, they have on the average a higher IQ than those people, and they certainly had the Judeo-Christian ethic and the work ethic, and those people were just lying on the beach catching bananas. Well, the
those
argument,
are the nice people.
That's what nice people say. The argument dissolves under scrutiny. If you look at different Eurasian people or different Chinese people or different Aboriginal Australians, there's enormous variation. Some Eurasian people reverted to hunter-gathering and went extinct. Some Aboriginal Australian people developed complicated societies with dams and fishing and villages. So there's great variation. And also in the modern world, New Guineans, the people among whom I work, until relatively recently, they lived in tribal societies with stone tools. Is it because they're dumb? Not at all. As soon as you present them with airplanes, jet planes, and computers, please, they're flying the jet planes and they're using the computers. And my experience is that when I'm with New Guineans wandering around in the jungle, I'm the dumb one, they're the smart people, and they're very kind and patient with me about my stupidity, but...
I have tried to tell people that you think that on the whole, now help me with this, because I don't like attributing to you things that you don't want attributed, that in very real ways that these New Guineans are smarter than we are.
All I can say is my impression. They certainly come across on the average as more alert, more engaged, more conversational.
Because?
Because two reasons. One, they grow up without television and all that other stuff. And so as New Guinea children are growing up, they're constantly playing with each other and talking, and they're talking with adults. And every developmental psychologist will tell you that one of the most important things in child development is constant stimulation. New Guinea children are getting constant stimulation. American, European, and Japanese children are zombied out in front of the television set. So of course, developmentally, they have an advantage. Also, as far as natural selection is concerned, in traditional New Guinea, if you were not really alert and intelligent, you were likely to get killed or die of starvation. In Western society, essentially virtually everybody who's born survives and goes on to produce children, regardless of intellectual capacities. So those, I think, are the two reasons why that would account for my observation that New Guineans at least seem at least as alert, and frankly, on the average, more alert and engaged than Europeans or Japanese or Americans. Now, I would not insist on this point. All that I would insist on is that New Guineans certainly have no intellectual disadvantage that would explain their stone tools. So, as they've asked me, why on earth did we end up having the stone tools while you Europeans came in with the steel tools?
And again, the answer is 450 pages.
It's 460 pages, but we can sum up.
Oh,
those
I'm
460
sure you can.
The answer is the antecedents of guns, germs, and steel. And I will just single out in one sentence the three main antecedents. Those are wild plants and animals suitable for domestication, comma, the axes of the continents, comma, east, west, or north, south, and the differing areas and isolations of the different continents, period. Ultimate explanation.
Let's come back in the next segment and pick up A, B, and C. This is Dr. Jared Diamond, Bill Russell, and I are in Los Angeles with him, and we will be right back.